Our Voice, Longhurst Group, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2021. Approximate recording time 75 minutes. Including COVID won't stop Ron's good deed. Despite losing his wife a few years ago and then facing his own battle with coronavirus, Ron Davies is determined to continue his well-being calls to others living nearby. Read more in Section 8. In this issue, Section 6, Introducing the winners of our Community Grants Fund. Section 7, Community Heroes Awards, launched for 2021. And Sections 17 and 18, How Voluntary Work Has Benefited Customers. In the picture, Suzette tells how one of our money advisors helped her and her brother Craig with all things finance. Section 16. In this issue, you can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section, including 2. Procuring a new repair service. 4. Customer perception survey results analysed. 6 and 7. Community Grants Fund winners revealed and Community Heroes Awards. 8. Ron's well-being calls continue despite COVID battle. 10. A day in the life of. 11 and 12. Domestic abuse work continues. 14. Our tenancy sustainment service is making a difference. 16. Money advice. 17, 18 and 19. How volunteering benefits our customers. 21. You said we did. And 22. Writer's Corner. Stay in touch. Website longhurstgroup.org.uk/r-voice. Facebook /longhurstgroup home. Twitter @longhurstgroup. Instagram @longhurstgroup. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 1. Hello and welcome to the summer edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. As we look to enjoy the summer months, I'm pleased to be able to bring you the latest edition of the magazine, which is once again packed full of interesting news, features and customer stories. In this edition, I'm delighted to say that we're launching our Community Heroes Awards for 2021. We're expanding this from last year's awards and we're encouraging you, our customers, to nominate those people in your communities who deserve some recognition for what they've done in the last 12 months. More information on this can be found in Section 7. We also bring you a progress update on our procurement of the new repair service in Section 2, and news of the launch of a new page on our website with handy DIY videos in Section 3. The headline findings from our customer perception survey can be found in Section 4. While the recipients of funding from our Community Grants Fund feature in Section 6. We've also got a lovely story about one of our elderly customers in Walsall who, after the loss of his wife as well as his own coronavirus battle, is determined to continue with his voluntary role of making well-being calls to other isolated residents. This is in Section 8. Our popular Day in the Life feature returns again, while we also have a series of features with customers in Birmingham who've taken on volunteering roles after working with our employment and skills advisor, Rob Friday. These can be found in Sections 17, 18 and 19. I hope you enjoy this edition, and as ever, if you have any feedback or suggestions for future editions, please email us on communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. 2. procuring a new repair service, what you've told us you want to see. As you'll be aware, we're procuring a new repair service to take effect from April 2022. Currently, Mears Group is carrying out our repairs after taking on the contract from Waite's Living Space in April this year. In the meantime, we're working hard to gather the thoughts and requirements of our customers so we can ensure the new repairs contract meets your needs. Using various methodologies, we've been collecting feedback from customers through a comprehensive survey that we carried out to find out how satisfied customers were with the services they receive. More than 4,000 customers had their say. Several key themes have emerged from this research, including the desire for improved call handling and reporting of repairs, excellent contractor staff and operatives, high standards when carrying out repairs, and improved communication. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said the feedback being gathered would be vital during the procurement of the new service. She added, quote, "We're grateful to every single customer who's taken the time to provide us with feedback regarding what they'd like the new repairs service to look like. There have been some very strong themes emerging from all of the feedback which we've gathered, and we'll be reflecting on this and looking to implement a new repairs service that meets these expectations. We know how important it is to provide services that meet the needs of our customers, so to have so much consistent feedback from them to help us shape a new service is invaluable." End quote. Some of the key feedback received includes call handling, trained staff, correct diagnosis of repair and allocation of correct tradespeople and enough time, recognize and react to vulnerabilities or mental health or health issues, responsive call times, and excellent out-of-hours service. Staff and operatives: polite, deliver on promises, respectful and reliable, trained and knowledgeable, clean and tidy during the job, taking pride in their work, punctual, and local trades familiar with properties and property stock. Repairs: get it right first time, excellent quality work without the need for multiple visits, arrive with the tools needed to complete the job, keep to appointments, and complete works in reasonable timescales using quality parts. Communication: text reminders, suitable notice if unable to make appointments, updates on repairs throughout the process, excellent communication between all parties involved in the repairs, transparency, what is an emergency, a non-emergency repair, and continual satisfaction surveys for customers. As part of this process, customers also led and completed a scrutiny review into our future relet standards. The customers produced a series of recommendations which have been reviewed by the group. You can see how these will be implemented in our You Said, We Did feature in section 21. Quote, "We're grateful to every single customer who's taken the time to provide us with feedback regarding what they'd like the new repair service to look like." End quote. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager. 3. DIY videos to help customers with their minor repairs. A new web page has been created to give customers tips on how to complete basic repairs in their homes. The page contains a number of explanatory videos from our repairs, heating and servicing contractor Mears, which customers can follow to carry out some of the simpler tasks around their home. These include unblocking sinks and bleeding radiators, changing light bulbs, and replacing broken kitchen tiles. It is hoped that the new page will prove a useful tool for customers who want to carry out these tasks but want a little guidance. Phil Eisen, head of repairs at Longhurst Group, said, quote, "We're really pleased to be able to launch this new section of the website and hope it proves useful for our customers. We know that many customers are keen to carry out basic repairs and maintenance tasks, but sometimes would like some guidance, so by following these videos, they'll have all the information they need. We're grateful to Mears for creating the videos, which are simple to follow and explain everything very clearly. While we know some customers wish to do some of the more minor repairs in their home, if you need to report a major repair, please always call us and follow the options to report it." End quote. Mears continues to carry out repairs on behalf of the group after taking over our repairs contract for a period of 12 months from the 1st of April. We're continuing to work hard to procure a new provider for our repairs service, and news of this will be shared as soon as it's available. To view the repairs how-to videos on our website, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/how-to-guides and follow the links to the relevant topic relating to your repair. 4. Analysing feedback from the Customer Perception Survey. More than 4,000 of our customers recently completed our Customer Perception Survey, giving us valuable insight into what we're doing well and perhaps more importantly, where we can improve. People from across our customer base completed various online and postal surveys, as well as taking part in telephone interviews to give their views. Many of the findings showed that we're doing a lot of good things, but also highlighted where we can improve the service we provide. Now a team of colleagues is working through all the feedback and identifying actions we need to take in order to make these improvements. Some of the key findings from the survey include: general needs and sheltered housing customers recorded a 74% overall satisfaction rate. At least 75% of all customers are satisfied with the quality of their home. The percentage of general needs and sheltered customers, 68%, who feel we listen to their views and act upon them is up compared to the last survey in 2017. Value for money has improved amongst most customer groups, and the repairs service remains a key issue for customers. Sam Wiley, head of customer services, said, quote, "We're really pleased with the number of responses we received from customers. This has helped us get a valuable insight from the customer's point of view as to how we're performing. A lot of the feedback is positive, although we are aware of some areas in which we need to improve." The survey was carried out during the coronavirus pandemic, which we believe may have had an impact on some of the results. We're pleased to see that the majority of customers are satisfied with the quality of their homes and the safety and security of the properties, although we're aware that leaseholders are least likely to believe we understand their requirements. As we expected, the repairs service also remains one of the biggest issues for our customers. We were aware that this would be the case and, as many will know, we're in the process of procuring a new repairs contractor. We're working with customer representatives as part of that process and we're confident the new service will better meet our customers' needs. There are also other actions identified as a result of this survey, which we're already beginning to work on and will bring you further updates in future editions of Our Voice." End quote. Safety and security satisfaction. General needs, 2020, 77%, 2017, not applicable. Sheltered, 2020, 86%, 2017, 87%. Supported, 2020, 89%, 2017, 82%. Leasehold, 2020, 87%, 2017, 89%. Shared ownership, 2020, 80%, 2017, not applicable. Satisfaction with listening to customers' views. General needs, 2020, 67%, 2017, 61%. Sheltered, 2020, 74%. 2017, 67%. Supported, 2020, 81%. 2017, 76%. Leasehold, 2020, 49%. 2017, 53%. And shared ownership, 2020, 48%. 2017, 41%. Rent value for money satisfaction. General needs, 2020, 83%. 2017, 76%. Sheltered, 2020, 86%. 2017, 82%. Supported, 2020, 85%. 2017, 87%. And shared ownership, 2020, 63%. 2017, 61%. Repairs service. General needs. Very satisfied, 45%. Fairly satisfied, 23%. Neither, 8%. Fairly dissatisfied, 11%. Very dissatisfied, 13%. Sheltered. Very satisfied, 52%. Fairly satisfied, 23%. Neither, 8%. Fairly dissatisfied, 11%. And very dissatisfied, 6%. Supported. Very satisfied, 49%. Fairly satisfied, 31%. Neither, 8%. Fairly dissatisfied, 6%. And very dissatisfied, 6%. Leasehold. Very satisfied, 32%. Fairly satisfied, 23%. Neither, 5%. Fairly dissatisfied, 13%. And very dissatisfied, 26%. Overall quality of the home. General needs. Very satisfied, 37%. Fairly satisfied, 39%. Neither, 9%. Fairly dissatisfied, 9%. And very dissatisfied, 6%. Sheltered. Very satisfied, 48%. Fairly satisfied, 39%. Neither, 6%. Fairly dissatisfied, 5%. And very dissatisfied, 3%. Supported. Very satisfied, 61%. Fairly satisfied, 17%. Neither, 9%. Fairly dissatisfied, 7%. Very dissatisfied, 5%. Leasehold. Very satisfied, 41%. Fairly satisfied, 46%. Neither, 6%. Fairly dissatisfied, 5%. Very dissatisfied, no information. Shared ownership. Very satisfied, 35%. Fairly satisfied, 42%. Neither, 11%. Fairly dissatisfied, 6%. And very dissatisfied, 6%. 5. Customer Forum Issues 2020 Review. We're delighted to announce that our customer forum has published its first ever annual review on our website. The document, which covers the group's work throughout 2020, is now available to view on our website. The Longhurst Group Customer Forum, LGCF, will ensure that agreed service delivery standards for all customers are being achieved and that we meet the expectations and outcomes of customer involvement and empowerment, tenancy standards, homes and neighbourhood and community. After a busy first year, the forum has now published its first annual review, which documents its achievements during the past year, including regular training sessions, helping the group navigate the COVID-19 pandemic and the creation of new customer charters. The report also outlines several of the forum's aspirations for the year ahead, introducing further recruitment to the group. Consideration will be given to the diversity of customer categories and age range, and meetings will be held in ways to encourage participation from younger generations. The forum also hopes to develop even closer links with the group's board and to see continued development in customer engagement. We're very proud of the work being done by our customer forum, and it's great to see this reflected in the annual review. You can read the annual review and download a PDF version of the report on our website by visiting longhurst-and-my-home/get-involved/longhurst-group-customer-forum-annual-review-2020/. 6. Introducing our Community Grants Fund recipients. Charities and not-for-profit organisations from across the communities we serve are celebrating after successfully securing funding of up to £5,000 from our Community Grants Fund. When we launched the fund, we invited groups to apply for the grants to support work that aligns with our Improving Lives 2025 strategy. Read below to find out how the funding will help some of the winning organisations. Community Grants Fund, our winners. A full list of our Community Grants Fund winners: Little Miracles, Peterborough; Soldas, that's S-O-L-D-A-S, Boston Women's Aid; Your Place Grimsby; Northampton Hope Centre; Carers Support NE Links; Rock Foundation Grimsby; Community Action Derby; Walsall Carers; East Northants Community Services; and Nottinghamshire Independent Domestic Abuse Services. Walsall Carers Centre. Walsall Carers Centre offers support to unpaid carers across Walsall. The money received through the Community Grants Fund will be used to train members of staff to give benefits advice and arrange future day trips for unpaid carers. Andy Hawes, coordinator of the organisation, said, quote, "We're here to support people who don't choose to be a carer but have it forced on them due to the illness of a loved one. Funding is a constant problem for us. We aim to raise £20,000 per year, so to get a quarter of that in one go is great and is a big relief. We can now plan ahead for the next 6 months knowing we've got the funds to do what we want to do." End quote. Your Place Grimsby. Your Place Grimsby has been serving the East Marsh community for the past 20 years. The community hub acts as a friend in the neighbourhood and offers a wide range of activities and volunteering opportunities. Quote, "We're delighted to have received funding from Longhurst Group," said Chris Taylor, funding coordinator at the group. "With it, we've been able to hire a larger hall and buy equipment and craft materials so that we can make up individual activity packs. We couldn't do what we do without our amazing volunteers and the support of organisations like Longhurst Group." End quote. Northampton Hope Centre. The Northampton Hope Centre is a charity that supports people living in poverty. This financial difficulty could have resulted in them struggling to feed the family or ending up with a life on the streets. Louise Danielle Zook, fundraising and marketing manager, said, quote, "In a year where charity has struggled financially and where the demand for services has skyrocketed, we're grateful beyond belief for the support we've received from Longhurst Group. The funding enables us to make a real difference for those whose life has taken them to the street. The difference the support from Longhurst Group is making is real, it's tangible, and it'll help us to create a better future for those most in need in our community." End quote. To read more from all our winners, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/community-grants-winners-2021. 7. New Community Heroes Awards. We're delighted to announce the launch of a new award scheme, which has been designed to reward our customers who go above and beyond in their communities. Our community investment team has worked on the brand new Community Heroes scheme, following the success of a similar project last year. In 2020, customers were nominated by group colleagues for things they'd done in their communities throughout the coronavirus pandemic, including baking for neighbours, checking on vulnerable and isolated residents, and arranging socially distanced gatherings to boost morale. Winners were presented with a hamper and shopping vouchers as a prize. Now, with so much happening in our communities over the past 18 months, we want you, our customers, to tell us about people who've really made a difference where you live and who deserve some recognition as a community hero. Sue Krask, our community investment lead for the East, said nominations could be made for individuals or groups. She said, quote, "We know that the last 18 months have been so difficult for many and continue to be so. However, we also know that it's been a time when individuals and communities have come together to help make a real difference to each other's lives. This year, we're keen for you, our customers, to nominate those in your communities who've gone that extra mile to help. Whether by doing somebody's shopping, making telephone calls, baking, or even just checking on others to make sure they're okay. We know there's lots of great work being done in the communities we serve, but we also acknowledge that there's lots more being done that we don't know about, and we want to shine a light on this and reward those behind it. As a group, we're keen to be able to acknowledge and thank the heroes living in our communities, so please do take part and help us do this." End quote. It's quick and easy to submit a nomination for our Community Heroes Award. You can either complete the nomination form on our website by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/community-heroes-awards, or you can send us an email to citeam@longhurst-group.org.uk with the subject Community Heroes Award. Alternatively, you can send your nomination to Community Heroes Award Nomination, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN. Your nomination must include the name of the person you're nominating, the reason you're nominating them, and the contact details of both the person you're nominating and your own. The closing date for nominations is Friday, the 10th of September, and the winners will be notified in October. Community Heroes 2021. Lynn Horrocks, Grimsby. Lynn was one of our Community Heroes winners in 2020. She allowed us to use her electrics over a weekend to power a dehumidifier in the next door property, which had no electrics. She also cooked her neighbour's tea and supplied power for a TV, meaning he didn't have to be put up in a hotel while work was carried out. She did this all free of charge. 8. Ron's determination to keep checking in on neighbours, even after personal battles. One of our customers living on the Beechdale estate in Walsall has vowed to continue with well-being calls to other residents, despite his own battle with coronavirus. Ron Davies, 86, has suffered his share of personal heartache and health battles. When his wife Doreen passed away after more than 60 years of marriage, he admits it, quote, "felt like a curtain had come down," end quote. But now, after a 9-day stay in hospital fighting coronavirus, he's pledged to continue his volunteering work with Walsall Community Network to ensure others don't suffer from isolation. Quote, "For all those years, you're used to doing things together," he said. "All of a sudden, you're not doing anything. It hit me hard. I was thinking, what am I going to do? I'm never going to see her again. You feel like giving up. It's still a bit raw, but my volunteering has made a new man of me. Despite everything I've been through recently, I'm still doing my phone calls. I'll be carrying on. I know I can sit here and pick the phone up to call them. I'm not going to watch the clock go round like I did before. I'll never look back. End quote. As well as losing Doreen, Ron had already lost a daughter and grandson, but he says his volunteering role has helped take the edge off his personal tragedies. Ron admitted he might not even have taken up the role without some encouragement from his other daughter, but says it's the best thing he's done. Quote, "My daughter said to me at the time that she had faith in me that I wouldn't give up," he added. "She wanted me to join an over-60s club, but I said I didn't feel like it was my thing. To please her, I agreed to give it a go, and one day I went up there. It was the best move I ever made in my life. As soon as I walked through the door, the manager was very welcoming. They introduced me to other people and gave me lots of cups of tea. After a few weeks, I was asked if I'd like to become a befriender. I didn't even know what that meant. They explained it to me and put me through the tests. The first man I went to visit turned out to be somebody I hadn't seen for 35 years, but knew from years gone by." End quote. Now Ron has about 16 people he regularly contacts. He said, quote, "My daughter says I'm a hero. My life's definitely changed for the better since I started doing it. Of course I still think of Doreen, but it isn't as raw. The edge has been taken off it. Most of my people are in the same age group as me, so we have plenty to talk about. The things we find to talk about are amazing. It's usually about our families or something that's happened that week, but there's always plenty for us to chat about." End quote. Ron said that with his background and having lived in Walsall all his life, talking to people comes naturally to him. He explained that the feeling and knowledge of helping other people feel less lonely is very rewarding. He added, quote, "I'm well versed in talking to people. I never thought I'd find myself in this position, but I'm happy now. The loneliness has gone for me, so I hope it does for other people too. I'm quite happy doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to carry on. I'm 86, but people come up to me telling me how well I look. You can imagine the feeling that gives you." End quote. Reflecting on his coronavirus battle, Ron admits his stubbornness probably made things more difficult for him. Quote, "I'm a very lucky man," he added. "I'm a little more wary now than I was at first. I knew something was wrong, but I'm a stubborn old man. I knew I was ill, but I was hoping it was a cold. Each day it got worse and my throat was that raw that even a glass of water seemed to burn it. The doctor sent me up to A&E and I was admitted to hospital for 9 days. I'm not doing anything stupid now. I'm being really careful and avoiding crowded places." End quote. 9. How we continue to invest millions into our property stock. More than £14 million has been invested in our housing stock across our operating regions in the past year. Our data has revealed that our planned works teams have carried out improvement works totalling £14,426,849 in the last financial year. This includes more than £3.7 million on heating replacements, £2.3 million on kitchen replacements, more than £2 million on door replacements, and around £1.8 million on roof replacements. In line with our Improving Lives strategy, we also spent almost £300,000 on aids and adaptations, including 156 accessibility items, 10 half steps or ramps, and 26 bathroom and kitchen adaptations. Mark Rogers, Director of Assets and Property Services, said, quote, "Our planned works programme represents a large investment each year in our existing housing stock to make our customers' homes even better places to live in. Our planned works teams work hard to identify where improvements need to be made and ensure the work is carried out to a high standard. As the figures show for the last financial year, as a group, we're committed to investing money where it's required in order to maintain our property stock and ensure our customers have a house they're proud to call home. In addition to some of the headline figures, as part of our commitment to providing customers with comfortable and affordable homes, as well as supporting their financial resilience, we've been working with external partners to deliver a partially grant-funded project for the installation of gas infrastructure and gas central heating systems. To date, we've spent around £950,000 benefiting 325 of our homes. We'll continue to invest money in our planned works programme, and I hope customers can see our commitment to improving our housing stock within these figures." End quote. Other work carried out as part of our planned works in 2020 to 2021 includes bathroom replacements, electrical rewiring, insulation works and garage improvements. 10. A day in the life of an assistive technology officer. Andrew Maguire is an assistive technology officer at Longhurst Group. Here we spend a day with Andrew to see what his job entails. 8:45 a.m. I get into my office in Uppingham and log on to check my emails and diary for the day ahead. I've got a private lifeline installation at 10 a.m. in Higham Ferrers, so I get all the necessary paperwork ready and, more importantly, the equipment that I'll need for the installation before setting off. 10 a.m. I arrive at the customer's home and put on my PPE and introduce myself. The customer's expecting me. Although he knows the basics of the Lifeline service, I carefully go through all aspects of the equipment, costs and the service he can expect us to deliver to him, especially in an emergency situation. The customer feels vulnerable at times. He believes our Lifeline service will give him the reassurance that help can easily be summoned in an emergency and gives me permission to install the equipment. After completing the necessary admin, I install the Lifeline and complete a test call to ensure everything is working. I let him know that we'll call him in 6 weeks to make sure he's happy with our service. 11:30 a.m. I arrive back in the office and complete all the follow-up admin work and check my emails. 12 p.m. It's time for a bite to eat. 1 p.m. I quickly check my emails again and then get ready for my next appointment in Ryhall. I read through the referral to the assistive technology team to help with this. 1:50 p.m. I arrive at the customer's home and again put on my PPE before introducing myself. The customer's a little anxious about my visit, so I spend a little time reassuring him that I'm here to help where I can, and from what was highlighted on his referral form, I feel there could be several avenues we can explore. Once all relaxed, I explain to him and his wife that I've received the referral to our service from the Rutland Community Wellbeing Service and then proceed, with their permission, to complete a comprehensive assessment with the aim to establish areas of their life where we can assist them with the aid of assistive technology. The main concern identified is that as he suffers from epilepsy and at times will be at home by himself, he needs a way of raising the alarm. I've a few options to explore and advise that a temporary measure would be to have a fall detector installed until we identify and supply the appropriate epilepsy sensor. This is agreed and the Lifeline and fall detector are installed. 3:30 p.m. I arrive back in the office and again complete the follow-up admin work from my visit. I then start to research suitable epilepsy sensors and email them to the customer for him to decide which is best for him. 4 p.m. Time for a final check of the emails and returning calls. I also work through the new referrals that have come into the team before finishing at about 5 p.m. Our Lifeline and Assistive Technology Service is available to anyone living in Rutland, Northamptonshire and surrounding areas. We offer a range of products and services tailored to individual needs to enable people to live safely and independently in their own homes. For more information on how the team can help you, please call them on 0300 123 1745. 11. Group continuing to work on DAHA accreditation bid. As we've previously reported, we're working with the Domestic Abuse Housing Alliance, DAHA, to further improve our work on tackling domestic abuse through the adoption of an established set of standards. Our aim is to eventually be accredited by DAHA, which will underline our commitment to supporting our customers and colleagues who may be experiencing domestic abuse and demonstrate that we've adopted an industry standard approach to addressing the issue. Since beginning the accreditation process towards the end of last year, we've been working with DAHA to identify the progress we've already made and outline what work we still need to do. Director of Housing Craig Taylor said, quote, "We know the expectations that DAHA have of us as an organisation and what we need to achieve. Encouragingly, we've already ticked off a lot of the elements of their checklist. Firstly, because of the great work that we put in place during the Make a Stand campaign, as well as the other work that we've been doing as an organisation over the last couple of years. As well as what we're doing now, they're also looking at what we'll be doing in the future in terms of future training or awareness-raising projects. Accreditation itself can take anything up to 12 months. For us, we're in a good position, which will hopefully see us achieve accreditation sooner rather than later, which would be fantastic for the organisation and underline our commitment to tackling the issue of domestic abuse. As part of the accreditation process, our project team has commissioned some specialist training for our colleagues from domestic abuse charity, GLOW. GLOW has put together a bespoke package of training for our domestic abuse champions, as well as housing officers, property services and people services colleagues. Craig added, quote, "This training is unlike anything else that's available out there at the minute. It'll help us towards that end goal of being accredited by DAHA and being in a position to better support our customers and colleagues." End quote. Updates about our progress through the accreditation process will be shared in future editions of Our Voice. 12. Free app can help tackle domestic abuse. We're encouraging all customers to consider downloading the Bright Sky app to help us tackle the issue of domestic abuse. The free app provides support and information for anyone who may be in an abusive relationship or those concerned about someone they know. It contains a directory of services which will help you find local and national support services, while you can also find out how to spot the signs of domestic abuse. Bright Sky is managed by the charity Hestia. Hestia supports adults and children in times of crisis, including people experiencing domestic abuse. Craig Taylor, Director of Housing, said, quote, "While it may seem like domestic abuse is a topic not relevant to you, we can all do our bit to tackle the issue. If we know how to spot the signs of domestic abuse taking place, or know how to help a victim, or where to signpost them for professional support, then we're all able to make a difference." We're encouraging our colleagues to visit the Bright Sky website and download the app, and we'd be very grateful if our customers could do the same. If we all work together, we can make a real difference to the victims of domestic abuse. End quote. The initial development of the Bright Sky website was funded by the Home Office. Vodafone Foundation supported the launch of the Bright Sky app and continued to support its development in the UK and internationally. You can find out more about Bright Sky by visiting bright-sky.org.uk/ or to download the app, search for Bright Sky in your app store on your smartphone. 13. Why we've withdrawn from the rental exchange scheme. We wanted to let our customers know that we've withdrawn from the rental exchange scheme. The initiative, launched by credit reference agency Experian and the Big Issue Group, sees a customer's rent payments included on their credit report. However, the scheme was not widely used by our customers, and therefore we've taken the decision to withdraw from it. Information on how we process the data you consent to share with us can be found on our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/footer/data-protection/fair-processing/. If you've any questions about the decision to withdraw from the rental exchange, please send us a message at longhurst-group.org.uk/contact-us or call 0300 123 1745. 14. High praise for our new tenancy sustainment service. We've recently appointed 3 tenancy sustainment officers, TSOs, to offer in-depth housing support to our general needs customers who are affected by a range of issues that may impact on their ability to sustain their tenancy. Our TSOs have been working with customers across our operational area, signposting them to other support services and providing emotional and practical support to ensure their tenancies aren't at risk. Now 3 customers have given feedback on the service and how it's changed their lives. Jane Smith, Northamptonshire. Jane has been working with Oslem ISA since her contact with social workers ended abruptly. She said Oslem has been a real help in managing her mental health conditions, which has subsequently helped her manage her tenancy. Quote, "She really is a godsend for me," Jane said. "From the word go, Oslem has helped me so much. She always encourages me to tell her what I'm feeling and not to hide it. It's always great to see her, and she's helped me no end, and in so many ways. My self-belief and confidence is getting there bit by bit. Oslem is such a lovely lady, and I trust her 100%. I couldn't be without her, and I can't begin to put into words what her help has done for me. She really is a massive inspiration." End quote. David Smith, Peterborough. David has worked with Katie Altham to help him keep his flat more organised and deal with personal issues in his life. He'd been struggling with motivating himself to deal with his issues and was referred to Insight Healthcare for some extra support. Quote, "Katie put me in touch with Insight Healthcare, and it's been really helpful having the opportunity to work through how I think and working on changing the way I think and deal with things," he said. "That and working with Katie has been very helpful. It's helped me break things down into manageable chunks and given me the motivation to get things done. The support from Katie has been fantastic, and the issues I had don't look as bad as they did before. Katie's help's been incalculable to me, and I'd recommend her and the other tenancy sustainment officers to other people. Katie is very understanding and non-judgmental about your personal issues and just looks for answers to your problems." End quote. Anna Johnson's Grimsby. Anna said Brian Noble has helped her family get on track after her husband's unemployment due to his age and language barriers created an unhappy atmosphere at home. Brian helped her husband find work with East Marsh Construction, and Anna said this has improved the situation. Quote, "We saw no way out of our situation, but Brian quickly figured it out," she said. He made a great decision in helping my husband find a job, and everything then happened very quickly. He got the job, and the house then became a calmer and quieter place. Brian also helped me sort out my house and find storage space for my things. We've got a lot more room now. I'm very grateful to Brian for his help. He's changed our lives for the better. He's a very understanding person, is fast acting in any situation, and always finds the right solution. End quote. We currently offer tenancy sustainment support to our customers in the North East Lincolnshire, East Northamptonshire and Peterborough areas. The service is designed to work alongside teams to offer in-depth housing support to our general needs customers that are affected by a range of issues that may impact on their ability to sustain their tenancy. Note: not customers' real names. 15. Our Customer Wellbeing Hub is here to help you. Our customers can access a range of support via our Customer Wellbeing Hub. We launched the Wellbeing Hub to provide a directory of support services available to our customers to help with issues ranging from finance to mental health and domestic abuse, among others. The Wellbeing Hub contains advice and information on a host of topics, as well as signposting customers to other organisations that can provide further support. Within the Wellbeing Hub, you can access independent debit advice via PayPal plan and mental health support from Insight Healthcare. To find out more or to explore our Wellbeing Hub, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing. 16. He's our guardian angel. Money advisor praised for helping Craig and his sister. The sister of one of our customers has lauded the work of our money advisor Steve Thomas, describing him as a godsend. Craig Eady, 51, lives in one of our properties in Kettering. Due to his disabilities, his sister Suzette Howes acts as his carer. Following the death of their parents, Craig needed to move into a new property, which was adapted to meet his needs. This is when Steve stepped in to help. Suzette said, quote, Craig had to vacate Mum's property and move into a new place, which is where he still is now. That's when we were introduced to Steve, and without his help, Craig wouldn't be where he is now. Steve has been a godsend to us. His help's been unbelievable. The support he's given Craig has been brilliant. Among other things, he's helped us sort out his PEIP, PIP, and Universal Credit, and made sure I was being paid carer's allowance for looking after Craig. Steve is most definitely our guardian angel. End quote. Steve also helped Suzette and Craig through the Department for Work and Pensions appeals process relating to the Capability for Work assessment element of Universal Credit after Craig's application was rejected. Suzette said Craig was now in a much better place thanks to Steve's help. She also said that she'd recommend anyone with financial issues to get in touch with our money advice team. She added, quote, Steve deserves a medal for what he does. Craig wouldn't have been able to afford his rent without Steve's help. He wouldn't know where to turn to be able to secure his living. Steve's advised him on what to do, and Craig is accomplishing so much more now. Steve's just gone beyond what he should do. There's no way to thank him. You can't put it into words. It goes without saying that I'd recommend others to speak to the money advisors. If you're struggling with money, make them your first port of call. End quote. To contact the money advice team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/money-advice or call 0300 123 1745. Press option 2 for the income team and ask to speak to the money advice team. 17. How voluntary work has helped build Lindsay's confidence. One of our customers says her voluntary work has helped to rebuild her confidence as she looks to find paid employment in the future. Lindsay Hudson from Birmingham has been volunteering with Fair Share for several months after working with our employment and skills advisor, Rob Friday. Rob helped Lindsay identify opportunities to ease her back into the workplace and suggested volunteering with Fair Share as a starting point. Quote, I was trying to get back into work and to get the confidence to start moving on from being isolated at home, added Lindsay. I'd been out of work for a long time and lockdown didn't make it any easier. Rob helped ease me back into things. I'd done voluntary work before and after speaking with Rob I felt more volunteering was the best option at that time. It's almost a stepping stone for me. I'm really quite pleased with how things have turned out. Lindsay is volunteering with Fair Share a couple of times a week. She boxes up the food orders ready for their delivery to different charities. She added, it's given me a little bit more confidence and it's building up my social skills. Being isolated, it can be quite daunting and that can knock your confidence, but doing this and getting back into that sort of environment can only be a positive. It can be quite physical at times, which can be a bit difficult, but it's cheaper than paying for a gym membership. End quote. Lindsay said she hopes her voluntary work will help in her quest to find paid work. She added, quote, I'm slowly building myself back up. I hope this experience will help me find paid work. It can only be a positive. Without doubt, I'd absolutely recommend volunteering. Sometimes there's more to working than money. If you're volunteering, it works for your mental well-being and for the organisation, so it's win-win all round. End quote. 18. Howard is meeting new people thanks to volunteer work. Quote, give it a try and have a go. It's very rewarding. End quote. That's the view of one Longhurst Group customer who's been volunteering with his local food bank during the coronavirus pandemic. Howard Turner, 59, had been working with our employment and skills advisor, Rob Friday, to build his confidence and help him find work. The first step saw Howard volunteering at the Newman Brothers Coffin Makers Museum in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter. But when lockdown struck, that came to an end. Instead, Howard and Rob looked for other opportunities, and Howard now volunteers three times a week at Fair Share and his local food bank. Quote, as much as anything, it's got me meeting other people during the lockdown, Howard said. It's nice to know that I've been helping people out while all this has been happening, so I feel good about that. Rather than being sat in my flat climbing the walls, I've been out helping. It's very rewarding. I managed to get into the local museum in the Jewellery Quarter, and I did that for about a year before all this happened. I was serving on the till and selling tickets. I was doing well there and enjoyed it. Then Rob helped me get into Fair Share and the food bank. At Fair Share, we load vans up with food donations and sort all the food out. At the food bank, we pack all the bags up with the tins of food. It's been great. End quote. Howard first came into contact with Rob when he wanted to look for work. As well as helping him find volunteering opportunities, Rob's helped Howard with basic ICT and mobile phone skills. Quote, without Rob's help and advice, I wouldn't have got to where I'm at now, Howard added. I'm so grateful for the help. I'd recommend volunteering to anyone. Give it a try and have a go. It's very rewarding. It can be good fun too. End quote. 19. Volunteering helped me to turn my life around. Our employment and skills team can help our customers find work and employment opportunities in a number of different ways. A Longhurst Group customer has hailed the impact of volunteering, declaring that it's, quote, really turned her life around, end quote. Maria Ermos, who lives in Birmingham, openly admits she'd had some very difficult times in her life. But now she says that her experience of volunteering with SIFA, that's S-I-F-A, Fireside, a charity which works with Birmingham's homeless, and Fairshare have helped her put things into perspective. Maria's also recently passed the milestone of preparing 250,000 meals for the homeless in her volunteering role. Quote, "If I wasn't volunteering, I don't know what I'd be doing with my life," added Maria, who also cares for her 5 disabled children. "I've had some very difficult times in my life, but this has really turned it around. I see and speak to a lot of good people, and that's what makes me so positive. My experiences have also made me see that there are people worse off than myself. They're at rock bottom, while I'm moaning at silly little things, so it's changed my perception massively. Volunteering helps me to take my stresses away and to switch off. They've told me that I've done more than 250,000 meals for homeless people. You don't really look at it like that when you're doing it, but wow, it's wonderful to know I've helped people to that extent." End quote. Before volunteering, Maria admits she was depressed, with no confidence, and lived a life without routine or purpose. In 2013, she was referred to our employment and skills advisor, Rob Friday, who helped her secure the voluntary work, which also put to good use her qualification in catering and helped her realise a dream of working in a kitchen. Quote, "I feel great about myself thanks to doing this," Maria added. "Before, there was nothing positive I could say for myself, but this is the biggest high ever. When you realise how many people you've helped, it gives you a real warm feeling. I thought I had nothing, but now I go out to help those that really have got nothing, and that's a great feeling. It helps put my problems in perspective too. You realise you haven't got it all that bad really. There are people a lot worse off, yet they still thank me and smile at me." End quote. Maria now volunteers several days a week and says her confidence has risen thanks to her experience. Quote, "Before, I was embarrassed to mention my dyslexia, but now I don't mind talking about it," she said. "I'm happy to open up to people and I'm confident about it. I've also made friends while doing what I do. I'd really encourage people to volunteer, but you have to do it because you want to do it. If my story can encourage somebody to do just one day of volunteering, it'd be great. It can help you realise your dreams and it can help with your mental health. It's so very rewarding." End quote. 20. Employment and Skills Top Tips by Rob Friday, our Employment and Training Advisor. Volunteering. Volunteering opportunities come in all shapes and sizes. They can often speed up your chances of finding paid work. 1. Try before you buy. Volunteering in a new role can help you decide if you'd like to do it for a living. 2. Develop your skills. Find a voluntary job that lets you brush up existing skills or try a fresh challenge to gain new skills. 3. Meet new people. Volunteering helps you expand your network. 4. Get into a new routine. A voluntary job can give you something new to look forward to each week and can count towards Job Centre job search requirements. 5. Check these out. Try websites such as DoIt, that's DOIT, .life, ncvo.org.uk, and charitychoice.co.uk to find something you're interested in. For help with finding work, training or work experience, contact the team today. Phone 0300 123 1745, web longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 21. You said we did. On relets. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Between January and March, customers led and completed a scrutiny review into our future relet standard. They analysed customer feedback and complaints and scrutinised the current standard. They also recognise good practice by comparing our standard to other housing associations through a desktop exercise. They produced a report that identified improvements, and these were communicated to the head of repairs and the procurement team. The scrutiny team will continue to hold us to account by monitoring the progress of the new standard throughout the new repairs contract. Below are the recommendations from the report and how we're actioning them. You said, customers recommended the creation of a whole new lettable standard document which could be used as an informative, easy-to-follow guide for both the group and customers. We did. A new lettable standard document has been drafted, which is much clearer and includes pictures of acceptable standards. You said, a yearly review should take place to see if the new lettable standard is still fit for purpose. We did. We agreed with this excellent idea and decided to tie it into the pricing review. We'll also add a last reviewed, next review date to the front of the document, as we've got on policies. You said, customers suggested we scrap paint packs and have empty properties decorated to a plain standard. We did. Kitchens and bathrooms will be decorated in empty properties for cleanliness and hygiene reasons. Teams will decide on a case-by-case basis if further decoration is required, based on customer need. You said it was suggested that customers could be used to monitor empty properties through inspections and checks before they're made available for let. We did. We're looking at using customers to inspect the quality of empty properties and to help ensure the new standard is being applied. You said customers wanted to ensure all current properties meet building regulations and suggested this was checked specifically when a property becomes empty. Any changes required must be made before the property is let again. We did. All compliance items are monitored when properties become empty before they're let again. This will continue to happen in all re-let instances to ensure that all legal requirements are met. And you said, it was recommended that general day-to-day repairs should be completed before a customer moves in. We did. Within the new process, we're proposing that some repairs could be completed after the re-let, providing this has been agreed with the incoming customer. This should be minimal, but could be something such as a fence panel needing replacing or simple tiles needing replacing. The condition of this is that the customer is provided with a date for when the repairs are going to be completed, and there should be a target of 7 calendar days after re-let. Our ICT system will be able to track targets as well to ensure they're completed. 22. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. Whirligig Beetles by Mr. B. Robertson, Sayre Court, Peterborough. Here the River Neen is a swarming confusion, a confusion lush and green of reeds in tall profusion, whose soft plumes, ruby fair, grace the midge-frequented air. I look below, the scene is mirrored bright as day, and busily the whirligigs all go, circling in play, scoring lines upon the glare, ruffling the image there. Sweetie's Quiz by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. Finger-lickingly delicious digits. 2. These are little foreign numbers. 3. This one could be helpful after a heavy meal. 4. Maybe the dough ran out before the loaf went in the oven. 5. She sounds a bit Gaelic. 6. These are good to put under hot mugs. 7. Together, the oriental root and hard head are good for dunking. 8. Is this an afternoon meal that's difficult to digest? 9. This one makes sure it avoids a sticky mess. 10. Can fried potato really be made of this rather addictive sweet? 11. This one's an exotic fruit turning over and over. And 12. Have either one or the other with your pudding, not both. Answers: 1. Chocolate fingers. 2. Petit fours. 3. Digestive. 4. Shortbread. 5. Marie. 6. Coasters. 7. Ginger nut. 8. Rich tea. 9. Jammy Dodger. 10. Choc chip. 11. Fig roll. And 12. Custard cream. We'd love to receive your poems, short stories, or other contributions for future editions. Send your work, including your contact details, to the Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 23. Get involved in our podcast. At Longhurst Group, we produce our very own podcast, the Improving Lives podcast. We've got exciting plans to improve the podcast, and we'd love you to get involved, as well as including our usual advice, money-saving hints and tips, and employment and skills advice. We want to hear from you. If you have an inspiring story or an interesting hobby that you'd be willing to share on the podcast, we'd love you to get in touch. There could even be the opportunity for customers to be guest presenters for an episode. If you'd like to get involved, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk with some information about why you'd like to take part, your story, and a contact telephone number. 24. Leaseholders, we want to hear from you. As many of our readers will have seen, we're looking to increase the amount of leaseholder-specific content in future editions of Our Voice. As well as working with the relevant internal teams, we want to hear from you, our leaseholders, as to what content you'd like to see in the magazine. From submissions to Writer's Corner to human interest stories about our leasehold customers, we want to make Our Voice as relevant as possible to all our readers. So far, we've brought you news of a new leasehold area on our website and the new leasehold customer charter. But if you have an idea, submission or suggestion for Our Voice, please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing communications@longhurst-group.org.uk or writing to Our Voice, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. 25. Could you join a local litter pick event? These days, more and more people are getting involved in litter picking events in their communities. Not only does this help to improve their local area, individuals say they experience improved mental and physical well-being, as well as meeting new friends. Why not join a litter pick in your local area and get involved?